Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and I love talking about plants and helping people with their gardens, their landscapes, and I would love to help you too as well. Lizzie is here. She is the fabulous producer of Better Lawns and Gardens and all during the week here at iHeartRadio. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. You also need to include with crazy questions that people probably should never ask.
That sounds like a good story.
Yes, it is.
And so if you'd like to give us a call later on in the show, towards the half hour, that would be great. We can get your questions answered, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. In the second hour, we always do the dirty word of the day, but today, John Denver brings us the dirty phrase of the day.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
So the dirty phrase of the day is critical root zone. In honor of Arbor Day 2023 to protect trees, the critical root zone, or otherwise known as CRZ, is a portion of undisturbed soil and rooting area, including the flare of the tree, that is the minimum necessary to maintain vitality and stability of the tree. Encroachment or damage to the critical root zone by either digging or compaction from a truck or a car will put the tree at risk for failure. For a freestanding tree with no apparent root restrictions, the critical root zone consists of a circle having a radius of 1 foot for each inch of diameter at breast height. Okay, so that means you go up about four feet on the tree trunk, measure that caliper of that tree, and the distance is going to be 1 foot for each 1 inch that you extend out for the critical root zone to a depth of 2 feet. Note that the root systems vary by depth and spread based on the tree species, age, soil type, those kind of issues. You want to know those. The root systems of live oaks, for example, can extend well beyond the canopy drip line, out to 5 times the height of the oak. And this full root zone for critical root zone may extend 2 to 3 times beyond the CRZ. So that's very important that you usually don't dig underneath the canopy of a tree. Those roots are really in the top 6 inches of the soil. And, you know, for the root system to go out, it extends beyond the canopy. So the dirty phrase of the day is critical root zone. And I hope everyone goes out and plants trees, making sure that, you know, the width, understand how wide that tree is going to get. And you want to plant, you know, half of the width away from the foundation of your home. So oak trees and crepe myrtles, tall crepe myrtles, you're going to want to plant 15 to 20 feet, 30 feet away from your home.
And here is a word of advice for that. If you buy a new property, do not plant your trees next to your fence or underneath the power lines. Why? Because the county or city will come through and just totally just...
They whack them.
Exactly, whack, because that's what we're dealing. That's what we've always dealt with our cedar, cedar trees.
Cedar trees.
You have cedar trees that circle our property, and they just go through and whack them, and it makes me so angry, but I understand because the power lines, and yes.
Well, that's what I don't understand because, you know, so many HOAs deal with the issue that they have to plant so many trees, or builders, developments.
Mm-hmm. It's a law.
It's a law. And they have so many per, you know, lot and property that you have to plant. And then they put them in these little medians right outside the sidewalk. And planting oak trees between the sidewalk and the road is foolish.
Correct.
They just need more room, and it should never be done. Not even a small, tree. There's just not enough root space there. It's eventually going to come up. So when you're planting a tree for Arbor Day, make sure you have enough root zone for the critical root zone for the canopy of the tree underneath. And that's going to be important. If you want to know what to do in your landscape, betterlawns.com. If you go to our website, betterlawns.com, you will see what to do in the month, each month. And I give you all of the items to do. And you don't have to think about it. You can just do it. Like right now, you want to go ahead and remulch your landscape. So many times people put it down one time, and then it never gets replaced or replenished. And mulch does break down. It does go into the soil, especially if it's good organic mulch. Then it needs to be replaced. And you want to make sure that you have at least 3 inches of mulch all the time. So you don't have to replace all of it each time. Just replenish it enough to bring it back up to the 3 inches. This is the month that you can go ahead and fertilize your palm trees, your fruit trees, your papaya trees. They all need, good fertilizing. Make sure your trees and your fruit trees are irrigated first. They're watered so that they can handle the stress of the fertilizer. Coming up next is our good friend Randy Schultz. If you're new to Florida or new to Better Lawns and Gardens, Randy has the answer to preventing issues with mosquitoes before they even hatch. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro zero-turn mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide suspension that takes the ache out of acreage, massive rear-drive tires for ultimate traction, and ultra-durable iron-forged cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro. Count on it. Visit Toro.com/zero turn to find yours.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's BlackCowKOW.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Are you losing your Medicaid coverage due to the public health emergency ending? If you're in jeopardy of losing health care coverage, don't worry. You may qualify for health insurance through the Federal Health Insurance Marketplace. Navigators are ready to help you find the most affordable coverage option. This help is always free and confidential. Visit us at coveringflorida.org to schedule your appointment today. Remember, that's coveringflorida.org or call 877-813-9115.
World-class plant experts, beautiful flowers and foliage, a kid's zone, juried artists and crafters, free admission. Sounds pretty good, right? If you agree, then you won't want to miss the 61st Annual Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, April 29th and 30th at Kitland Nelson Park. Check out the incredible flowers and foliage, talk to plant doctors, and learn more about conservation. Plus, over 75 award-winning artists and crafters. Visit apopkaartandfoliagefestival.org.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and joining us right now is the editor of Home Garden and Homestead, our good friend Randy Schultz. He's also the owner of Schultz Communications. Good morning, Randy. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm doing well.
How is everything out in the West Coast in Colorado?
Well, the western states have had the wettest year on record. And in Colorado Springs, where I am, it's still not spring.
No, really? What's the temperature?
It's going to snow today in Colorado Springs.
Oh, my goodness.
I am not kidding.
Oh, you know what? It's never rains, but it pours. I mean, you poor guys out there on the west, you know, the western states, you know, either it's fires or storms or drought, and now the rain. Amazing. Well,
it's been quite a year so far.
Okay, so I'm going to just assume your garden isn't ready to go in the spring.
Well, you know, the rule of thumb out here in the mountains is don't even plant until Mother's Day. Don't even think about it. Yeah. Last year it snowed, I don't know, something like May 12th. It was unbelievable. So, think of me when you're out gardening, because I can't do that yet.
Well, you were talking, I know that you recently went to Arizona to get away for your snow break, so that was good
for you.
Right,
right. Yeah, absolutely. But seriously, it's been a very wet year out throughout the western states. And I know one of the things that you sent to me before we talked this morning was talking about drought. Have you folks not gotten much rain in Florida?
No. In fact, we are supposed to, I mean, we're down like 6.5 inches because, you know, winter is our driest time of the year. So winter and spring, we only get about 1.5 to 2.5 inches a month versus our 5, 6, 7, 10 inches during the, you know, summertime.
But
we're down 6 inches in March. We didn't even get an inch of rain for the whole month of March, and we should have gotten at least 2 inches.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I'll talk to my friends in California. I'll have them send you some rain because they've had plenty.
That would be so nice of you. So despite the severe drought, Randy, we can still have mosquito issues starting soon. What kind of areas in our landscape are susceptible to mosquito larvae?
Believe it or not, mosquitoes are survivors. And they don't need much water to reproduce. A female mosquito lays her eggs in standing water. So anywhere there's a little bit of water, she can lay eggs and create another generation of mosquitoes. So bromeliads out where you are a common source for little bits of water that people kind of overlook. And a mosquito can lay her eggs inside the cup of a bromeliad, or any little depression in the soil that's going to allow standing water to sit for, I don't know, as little as a week.
Yeah, no, I mean, I even think of when I drive by and I see toys in the yard, and you see these little trucks or pots that have standing water, in them. And so,
absolutely,
you know, gutters.
Gutters, you know, clogged gutters, they're kind of out of sight, out of mind. That's a place where water can collect. Even, like I said, a tire track in the ground, a tire that's been just kind of put to the side of the house, a bird bath.
Yeah.
A plant saucer. I mean, there's so many places where we don't even think about having little pools of water, but mosquitoes find those and lay eggs.
You know, that's those tires that you see on the side of houses and garages and things like mm-hmm. that. You know, they do. That's right. They do hold water. So what is the best way to prevent mosquitoes?
Well, you know, we like to talk about trying to get mosquito larvae. Get the mosquitoes before they're old enough to become flying, biting adults. And that's why we always talk about mosquito dunks, because the active ingredient is a little microbe. Uh-huh. It's called BTI, and it's naturally occurring source for mosquito control, because when a mosquito larvae eats the BTI, it basically shuts down their digestive system. It gets into their gut, they stop eating, and they die.
Well, it sounds lethal, but just so...
it's lethal to a mosquito larvae, for sure.
Right, but it's how does it affect wildlife or, you know, pets or... You know, because we're talking about drinking bowls and bird baths.
Right, right. Well, the good news is this is Mother Nature's way of controlling mosquitoes. And Mother Nature's solution is very target-specific. BTI is deadly to mosquito larvae and fungus gnat larvae, and that's it. It's harmless to any other living thing. So if you've got a mosquito dunk is a little donut-shaped cake, mm-hmm. right?
You're right.
It's got BTI in it. It floats on the surface of the water where the larvae are. And if your dog happens to get a hold of a mosquito dunk, it could eat the whole thing. It wouldn't hurt him a bit.
Wow.
It's a great solution because it's a target specific solution.
Right. And it's organic. And so it's what Mother Nature creates. So how long does it work? So, I mean, when you put it in like the mosquito dunk, how does it work in the water?
So what happens is it slowly dissolves over a period of about 30 days, sometimes longer. And as it dissolves, it slowly releases, new BTI into the water. So it's effective for at least 30 days, killing mosquito larvae. And it's just such a such a great Mother Nature sort of solution to controlling mosquitoes before they can become adults. Because it's really hard to kill an adult mosquito in terms of spraying, right?
Right.
You spray usually a poison in the air, and way less than 1% of the poison ever reaches your target, the flying adult mosquito. So killing mosquitoes at the larvae stage is much more
effective.
It's much more effective, and it's much easier on the environment.
Okay, and so where would people find mosquito bits and dunks?
Those are two products that are virtually at every garden center and every hardware store in America. And you can also go online and buy it from pretty much anywhere, including the manufacturer, SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. You can find out all kinds of information about mosquito control, how mosquito dunks work. Click on a link to go buy them. If you can't find them, you're not looking very hard.
And so they're all, it's available all year round then, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And then across the country too as well, because we have lots of listeners all over.
Oh, absolutely. You can find it anywhere. And on homegardenandhomestead.com, it's been one of our most popular topics. So we've got two or three different stories about how mosquito dunks work, how to kill mosquitoes, how to prevent mosquitoes from multiplying in your landscape by doing the kinds of things we just talked about, looking for places that water collects and removing those and emptying out plant saucers and all kinds of stuff.
That's so important. And especially the mulch. If you use that large mulch, one of those that can kind of bends up can hold, you know, that tablespoon of water that they need. And, you know, you can find mosquito dunks are just incredible. They're wonderful. I love using them. So you are the editor of Home Garden and Homestead. You just mentioned it. You talk about mosquitoes. What else do you talk about on your website?
Well, this time of year, we post a lot of gardening stories. So the last couple of stories we posted were about growing plants. Imagine that. One of my favorites was I wrote a story about how to grow Swiss chard. I've always thought that was one of the great vegetables that you can grow in your backyard garden. It's really easy to grow. It's very nutritious. It's a great looking plant, especially nowadays with bright lights, varieties that have colorful stems and everything.
Oh, yeah, the bright yellows and the bright reds. Yes.
Yeah.
It looks great.
It's just a great plant. It's a great plant. And one of the few leafy greens that really holds up to summer heat. You grow lettuces and spinach, and it has kind of a narrow garden window because as it gets hot, those plants tend to bolt and go to seed. A Swiss chard is a tougher plant, and it grows throughout the summer.
And it's very nutritious.
It certainly is. One of the things we also talk about a lot about these days is cordless electric power equipment for your backyard. You know, cordless battery-powered mowers and hedge trimmers and tillers. We're kind of on a mission to get people to leave their gas-powered tools behind, replace them with something that's cleaner, more eco-friendly, and quite frankly, performs better. It's nicer to have cordless electric tools that you can use in the morning when your neighbors don't want to hear power equipment, you know, powered by a gas engine.
That's true. I've been thinking about the robotic mowers and stuff, so that'll be great. So, Randy, you also have a podcast called Camp Codgers, which I enjoy listening to. Where can people hear that, and how can they find out more about mosquito bits and dunks?
Well, Camp Codger, you can go listen to our episodes at campcodger.com. It's a podcast for people in their golden years like me. And you can find mosquito dunk information online. You can go to summitresponsiblesolutions.com to find out about mosquito dunks and many other responsible solutions, eco-friendly solutions for controlling pests.
Thank you so much, Randy. It's good to talk to you. I hope to see you in August in Minneapolis. I appreciate it. And I'll be posting all the links to everything you talked about, mosquito bits and dunks, Camp Codger, Home Garden and Homestead, so everybody can find you.
Awesome. And you have a great day. Enjoy your growing season, which we don't have yet.
All right. Stay warm. There you go. Thank you so much, Randy. Talk to you soon. All right. That's
bye-bye.
It. We're going to take a break right now. It's the perfect time to get on board and text your gardening question. Just dial 1-888-455-LAWNS or text 23680 from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-786-9014. 800-786-9014. 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651. By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. One of the best prices for medical alert devices in the country. If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. That's 800-876-5235.
Hey, listen. Are you a 50-year-old person looking for term life insurance? Then you need to talk to Bob. Bob specializes in helping people find $1 million or more of term life insurance for a couple of $100 a month. Look, you need to know there's a price war in the term life insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call Bob, and he'll shop and see how much money he can save you. Look, this could be the last term life insurance policy you ever have. Your rates are guaranteed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. And if you're a smoker or your health is not perfect, Bob has great rates for you too. So for $1 million of term life insurance coverage for a couple of $100 a month, call Bob right now. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. That's 800-890-5049. Paid for by Term Direct.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you know someone who loves to garden or has a gardening question, please let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens. Tell them to call in with their gardening questions so I can help them too. You can call me at 1-888-455-2967 or you can text at 23680. And if you missed any of today's show, you can hear Better Lawns and Gardens on betterlawns.com, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, all of the great podcast networks, and then also on audioboom.com. And then you can find us on Better Lawns and Gardens on our Facebook page. So right now, we have a great weekend, next weekend too, and I have with us Sharon Fisher. She is the foliage co-chair woman of the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, which is going to have their 61st anniversary next weekend. Good morning, Sharon. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
I am great. So this is the 61st year of the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, and I have to tell you, it's one of my husband's favorite festivals to go to. He loves seeing all the plants and going there and seeing all of the great events. So tell us where it is and what time of the day it's going to happen.
Well, it's in the Pitland Nelson Park off of Park Avenue, really 441, then turn on Park Avenue and go down. There is parking by the Boy Scouts. They'll have a direction for that. And then it is involving, I'm involved with the foliage end of it and have been for about 20 years. So that's my favorite spot to tell people to go to. I've got 13 plant specialists, and as you know, you will probably deal with some of them being one of our plant doctors. We have everything from psarium cherries to ivy to the lifesaver cactus.
Wonderful. It's all really fun. And I do have to say, this is Park Avenue in Apopka. And
yes,
so,
ma'am.
Yeah, so this is going on the April 29th and April 30th, and it's
right.
going to be from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., but Sunday you have different hours?
Yes, ma'am. On Sunday, it's 10 to 4.
And so, and, go ahead.
There is something new, Teresa, which might encourage people to come a little bit early. The City of Apopka and James Nurserymen are going to be giving away over 1,000 trees, 500 bald cypress, and 500 crepe myrtles. So people would want to come a little bit early if they would like to get the free trees.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds incredible. That's wonderful. Okay. But they can also see fine arts and crafts. They can purchase those. And all
yes,
the schools, it's going to be a wonderful time to bring children because there's a lot of events for the children, right?
Yes. Home Depot has what they call the Kid Zone, and it is set up with kits, and there's tables where they can, they've done bug kits, they've done toolboxes, and in the past, I don't know, but I'm sure this time, too, they give them aprons and they write their name on the apron.
And
so it's a draw for families that have children. I mean, we have food galore and a lot of entertainment, and the different schools, you know, send in their singing groups and let them entertain for their parents, shall we say.
That's a good way to do it. That's wonderful. And so, like, the food vendors, you're going to have barbecue, gyros, pizza, steak, kettle corn, nuts and fudge, and so much more. So in addition, there's going to tell us about the beer and wine garden.
It's an area where it's set up, and then it is basically served all day long. And they have the varieties are numerous, so.
That'll be lots of fun. Lots of plants to buy, and so this is a good opportunity to see them growing. And I know that you're going to have some vendors with roses and ferns and all kinds of orchids and just wonderful plant vendors. So it's a good way to get a good, reasonably priced plant and take home and plant for Arbor Day.
After winter, and go ahead and redo your garden area around your house and whatever. And Long and Scott will be there. They have the fresh vegetables, which the number one thing, of course, is corn.
Yes.
But they're a big hit, people. I mean, it's a different opportunity. You don't necessarily think every place you go you're going to get fresh vegetables. But
that's right. And so the website to go for more information?
All that I really have is the www.apopkaartandfoliagefestival.org.
Okay. That sounds great, Sharon.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'll see you
Thank
there.
You.
All right.
All right. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you,
Teresa. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. So that's the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival next weekend, April 29th and April 30th at the Kitland Nelson Park, which is located at 35 South Park Avenue, and it's going to be on Saturday from 9 to 5 p.m. I will be there right after 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. I'll be there at the Plant Doctor booth. You can come by and ask me all sorts of questions. I'd love to meet with you. And then on Sunday, the hours are from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and lots of things for the kids to do. So come on out and see us. It's a great time of the year, and it should be a wonderful weekend. So let's go to our text messages. Linda in Branford, Zone 8B. Thank you very much. She is talking about Florida in the 60s when they started bulldozing citrus, she says, you know, and they did take some down. But mainly the reason why we don't have a lot of citrus now is because of the decline of citrus with the canker back in the, 70s and 80s. And then also, too, with the citrus greening, a lot the citrus just died. We lost literally thousands of acres, tens of thousands of acres of citrus. And so they are coming back, but it's time for everyone, you know, to plant food in your landscape, fruit trees. And, you know, you can also do edible landscaping. So it's a good point, Linda. Thank you so much. Then Sherry in Tavares loves our show. Thank you, Sherry. And she says, what are those black with orange striped grasshoppers? And we know what those are. Those are lubber grasshoppers. We see them in the springtime. They will usually hatch around your really thick, fleshy leaves, like your amaryllis and your crinums. These are horrible insects. And I will tell you, now's the time when they still have that little stripe, that red stripe on the black, to kill them. So the best way to do it is to stomp on them. I guarantee you it's very satisfying. You will love it, okay? But this is the only time when chemicals can kill them. And so you can spray them with 7 or a pesticide for leaf-eating critters. And, your bad caterpillars and stuff. So this is the time to kill them. When you see them in the next few months, they are going to be grown and full size. And the only way to kill them is to, you know, use 2 bricks. I'm Teresa Watkins, Better Lawns and Gardens and Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialist in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like super tunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products. Friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
More than 50,000 distracted driving crashes occurred last year in Florida. And sadly, close to 300 people involved in those crashes never made it home. Distracted driving is dangerous driving. It puts everyone in danger. The text can wait. Put it down and focus on driving. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Healthcare.gov is here for you when life happens. If you lost your health coverage because of turning 26, going off Medicaid, leaving your job, or moving, you could be eligible to enroll in new coverage now. And if you need to update your coverage because of marriage or having a baby, you could also be eligible. But don't wait. There's a limited time to enroll. Check your eligibility at healthcare.gov today. Life happens. Get covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If your king or queen sago palms have been invaded by Asian cycad scale, it's time to fight back with organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil. It kills Asian cycad scale and other insect pests. But Summit Year-Round Spray Oil contains no chemical toxins. Insects don't build up a resistance to this horticultural oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at fine garden centers and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Interrupt this broadcast to bring you breaking news from the state of Florida.
It's blueberry season! Fresh from Florida has the ripe, sweet blueberries you've been craving for cobblers, pancakes, and all your favorite homemade recipes. And best of all, buying fresh from Florida is a great way to support local farmers and jobs in our communities. You can find locally grown Florida blueberries in stores now. Just look for the sunny Fresh from Florida logo or ask for Fresh from Florida where you shop.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We still have time for your phone calls at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. We got a lot of great text messages, some really great questioning. Let's go to Gene and Stuart. He has a potting soil question. Good morning, Gene. How are you?
Well, good morning. I'm enjoying your Saturday morning show as usual.
Thank you.
I got two or three questions, but the most pressing one right now is when I get plants from like Lowe's or Home Depot and in the flats, and then I put them in hanging baskets.
Okay.
Single plants. I've been using potting soil, but that two things: it's heavy for a hanging basket, and it also seems to cake up and get very hard. Is there something else I can do?
No, I appreciate your question. So you're using potting soil and you're making your own hanging baskets, and then after a while it starts to dry up and cake out, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the thing is that when you put that potting soil in the pot, it will go ahead, and once the plant gets in it, the roots will grow in it, and the plant absorbs the nutrients and breaks that soil down and uses it up. And so it takes about 6 months, but after about 6 months, you know, I would say 4 to 6 months, you want to take that plant out of that pot and then go ahead and you can trim the roots off a little bit, but put more organic soil in it so that it can hold on to the moisture. It really literally dries up, and the plant takes the nutrition out of it. So you should do that like every 6 months or so. Or if you're just using annuals, then once the season's over with, then you want to replenish that potting soil. You can either put it in your compost pile to reuse it again, like our good friend Gary does, or you can just add new potting soil to it and mix it in with it. Okay?
Okay. Now, my Catalina or Leah, I'm not sure which it is now.
Uh-huh.
The orchid with the great big long spikes on it.
Right.
I got 10 spikes going now, just starting to bloom.
Wonderful.
My question is, they sort of grown up on top of each other, and they really need to be broken up and repotted, I suspect. I mean, I would assume that.
Not necessarily. Okay, you don't want to do anything to it now while it's blooming, okay?
So, right. So my experience with repotting has not been the best, and I'm a little cautious about pulling them apart and repotting them in separate pots.
Uh-huh.
Which is best, let them go and
no. Okay, so what are they in now? Are they in a ceramic pot, or are they in a basket? What are they in now?
They're in a ceramic, gray pots orchid pots about a 8-inch diameter and about a 4-inch depth.
Okay, and are the roots climbing over the side?
Well, right now they're climbing on top of each other.
Right. Okay, so the next time, so after they finish blooming, when you start to get into the fall area, you can go and repot. And usually there's some nurseries around you that will have orchid classes where they will help you repot and replant your orchids. So I would do that. But you can do that in the fall as it finishes blooming. The best time to do anything with any shrub, tree, or plant is after it finishes blooming. Then you can go ahead and do whatever work you need to do on it. So you can do that after the orchids finish blooming. You can repot it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry, for listening. I appreciate, or Gene, I appreciate it. Let's go to David in Highland. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Trish, I just wanted to let everybody know about the blueberry and bluegrass festival going on in Avon Park this morning.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. Blueberry and bluegrass.
Yes, the Avon Park Rotary puts it on every year. It's usually just about the end of April. And starts at 10 o'clock this morning and runs until 4. It's a one-day festival. And there's probably about 80 vendors out there, and they have bluegrass all day, so it's pretty neat.
Wonderful. Where's the location?
Avon Park, Florida, Highlands County, North Highlands County, just below Polk. So if you're in Lakeland or Mulberry or Bartow or any of those places, you could drop in pretty fast, even Orlando if you wanted to get through I-4.
Yep. All right. Well, it sounds like a great time. Thank you so much, David, for letting us know. It sounds like a great time. Blueberries and bluegrass.
You're welcome, Tricia. Y'all have a nice day.
You too, hon. Thanks. Okay, so let's go through these text messages real quick. Lizzie, we got a website for the allaboutbirds.org where you can see cedar waxwings.
I went and looked it up, and I appreciate that. And you can also watch live video footage, and they've got one on the barn owls right now, which I'm loving.
Oh, there you go. That's wonderful. So I love cedar waxwings. And then Sherry, we talked about leopard grasshoppers. Monica in West Melbourne, the squirrels are eating the sunflower heads, and she's seen them crawl right up and take them. Squirrels have no shame. They will eat right in front of you and just stare at you and then demand more. So I understand. So good morning, Teresa. I have to share this. I just returned from the Caribbean. There's a flower plant there called lantana, and I drank the tea and rubbed the water on my skin, and mosquitoes don't bother me when I don't apply the plant. It's a mosquito repellent. Do you know this plant? Lantana is famous in Florida. We have invasive wild lantana, and we have the regular beautiful sterile lantana with all different colors. I know it well. The thing about it is that when we talk about using plants to stop mosquitoes, it doesn't work. If we, if it did work, then Florida would have no mosquitoes. We have plenty of lantana out there. We have plenty of lemongrass out there. We have to take the plants up and crush them to make the solution to do that with, and that defeats the purpose of having the plants. So citronella doesn't protect you from mosquitoes. That's been debunked by the University of Florida. And so I do appreciate that, some plants do have a kind of scent that will ward it off. But is it enough to stop mosquitoes? Not really. No, I wish it did. Good morning from Pat in Melbourne. My gardenia plant is not growing. The leaves are okay, but it's not thriving. We leave for 6 months in June each year. Okay, so Pat, this is what you need to do. You need to check the pH of your soil. Gardenias are acidic soil lovers. The pH needs to be between 4.5 and 5.5. And so correct the pH, get that in there. You can plant it in pine fines, which will be wonderful. Dig it up and replant it. Dig the soil out, put pine fines in, put it back down again. Then you can fertilize it with acidic fertilizer, a slow-release solution, that you can use that will last 6 months while you're gone. And then when you come back down again, you can fertilize it again. Gardenias are heavy feeders, especially when they're not in the right pH. So make sure they're getting water, full sun, and that they're in the right pH, and that will help them tremendously. They do need water at least twice a week, so this drought isn't doing them any good. And you need to fertilize with an acidic fertilizer to get them to get the right nutrition. All right. And then will my nun orchid survive cold if planted in the ground in Susan in Tallahassee? I don't think so, Susan. I'm pretty sure they're kind of 9B to or 9A to 11. You can put them in a pot outside. I wouldn't put them in the ground outside in Tallahassee. I just don't think they'll take the really strong freeze. If you have a warm winter, it may survive and come back. But no, I don't think so. Nun's orchids are beautiful. They're one of my favorite plants. And so I want to thank Eva Monheim with the Plant a Trillion Trees podcast. I'll be posting all the links to her podcast and also to the International of Society of Arborists. And that's important. You want to have certified arborists cutting on your trees if they need cut. Do not let just someone just whack at your tree. I'm just going to tell you, it's not good for the trees. Use a certified arborist. But I'll post all the information to Eva Monheim's Plant a Trillion Trees podcast. And then also Randy Schultz with Home Garden and Homestead and Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Thank you. They are a sponsor for us. We love them. For Arbor Day, get a tree from Quality Green Specialist in DeLand. He has beautiful native trees that are gorgeous, right size. They're very reasonably priced. He has great trees there that you can get natives and non-natives for whatever you would like. He can also order what you want. That's Quality Green Specialist in DeLand, and it's right on Michigan Avenue there in DeLand. And their website is qualitygreenspecialist.com, so I appreciate that. Lizzie, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I want to thank our listeners. I want to thank Nancy, Jerry, Gene, and David for taking the time to give us a call along with all of our text messages. You guys rock, especially our construction workers who are listening to you. You guys make the world go round.
That's right. I loved hearing that. That's wonderful. So get out in the garden this week. Enjoy your beautiful flowers. Harvest your delicious tomatoes and peppers. I know that's what we're going to be doing. Hunt down those lubber grasshoppers. You get points if you get them in the road. And pull some weeds before they get out of hand. Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Of Florida's wilderness lie unimaginable sights. Behold.
It's time to discover the wild side of Florida again. Florida Wild Quest is a free, fun, and family-friendly scavenger hunt. Grab your phone for this 10-day event all across the state. Explore the great outdoors and complete missions for your chance to win prizes. Florida Wild Quest takes place April 28th to May 7th. For more info, visit FloridaWildQuest.com. That's FloridaWildQuest.com.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.